wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rollin'.
Hold it now.
We're in Tampa, Florida, and Roland Martin is in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Roland. What's going on?
Tom, Sybil, Jay, and little man, Damon Williams. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Shout out to the Exelon African American Resource Alliance. I spoke to them last night, and of course, it was a great time in Baltimore. They all say hello, Tom, and of course, their CEO, a brother, Calvin Butler, and my girl Sheila Brooks with SRB Productions set it all up. So good to see the folks in Baltimore last night. Tom, we spend time on this show trying to get folks to vote, especially in presidential elections. But the reality is we are greatly impacted more so in our daily lives by what happens on the local level. There are some 35 local elections over the next year where we can make the difference. One of those places is Chicago. 700,000 black folks registered to vote there. Yet in the primary, Tom, less than 150,000 voted. There's a runoff April 7th. You have incumbent Rahm Emanuel versus Chuy Garcia, a county commissioner. Joining us right now is Kathy Cheney, a producer reporter at WBEZ, the NPR station there. Kathy, there was a debate the other night. Garcia did very well. John Cass of the Tribune said he won the debate. Is this a possibility of Harold Washington 2.0 beating an incumbent, a better finance incumbent?
Quite possibly. However, a lot of people are saying, outside of John Cass, that Garcia did not win the debate. He was still vague on details, and that's why they felt that maybe after 15 minutes of the debate, it was over, because he just failed to give enough details, as opposed to Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, who was still very specific on his plans for the city as he was 4 years ago. So people are still divided. I think Mary Emanuel won a little bit of the black vote in a certain part from that debate, because they said, well, at least he's still specific. Garcia's still kind of vague, and, you know, they want to see what's going to happen. So there's still some division there.
Here's what I don't understand.
Roland, is there one issue that's going to get black people in Chicago to turn out and vote?
Would think the closing of the Chicago public schools the way that Rahm Emanuel did would have been the issue that would have driven those people to the polls.
Okay, is there an issue that's going to fire up black people to go to the polls?
Red light cameras in Chicago.
Kathy?
Yes, that's what it is. It's the red light cameras in Chicago. They want them all gone. Commissioner Garcia says that he will remove them all. But Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, keeps saying,
what's the red light cameras?
Those are the cameras.
They give you a ticket.
Signals, yeah.
And everybody, right. A lot of people in Chicago are on payment plans. Their finances are being ruined by these parking and red light tickets, mine included.
And bringing in $70 million in revenue.
How much is a ticket?
It starts at 100, and then they double.
But it's the areas that they're in that they're protesting, that they're mostly in the black neighborhoods and not in over in the white neighborhoods.
They have removed about 50 of the cameras in some of the areas where the traffic incidents have gone down. But people are saying, okay, the red light cameras are there. There are speed cameras also that you don't see that will detect you going over 30 miles an hour. And those have been popping up, and that's what some of the big issue is now. People have gotten used to the red light cameras. They don't like it, but at least that they know that they're there. Rahm Emanuel is adding countdown clocks to those. But it's those speed cameras that get you. So that's like the new problem. That's the new layer added onto the red light cameras.
Well, I got to ask you this, Kathy. Kathy, go ahead.
Yes. No, go ahead.
I got to ask you this here, okay? So we see civil rights leaders in presidential elections. I am very surprised that you have not seen more national black civil rights leaders going to Chicago. And look, even if they're not endorsing anybody, at least rallying folks to vote, because if we're not voting in local elections, that means we're not putting people in office when it comes to getting contracts, when it comes to our schools, when it comes to jobs. And so what is being done to mobilize and organize black voters in Chicago, where black voters could literally choose the next mayor, be the difference maker?
As we had spoke about a week or so ago about this, it's one of those, you can hear Reverend Jackson always. That's always been his thing. You must get out the vote. So he's heavy on that. However, that's about it. That's about it. And it's very sad. People aren't saying, let's galvanize, let's register people to vote. Even for the general election that was in February, there was not a big get out to vote, you know, voter registration push. There was nothing big outside of Reverend Jackson, maybe a few community organizations, but it's nothing huge. So that's the big problem. And as people always say, in the runoff election, you know, the voter turnout is usually lower than it was in the general. They're hoping to change that tie.
Okay. Red lights, school closings. No one's talking about the violence and the shootings and the unnecessary, senseless killings that are going on
in
the South Side.
We're talking about it, but they are. As far as galvanizing issues.
But none of the candidates have a solution.
They're not laying out a plan for that, and the people are not fired up about the choices. They don't like Rahm, but nobody wants Mayor Chewy for Chicago.
And they don't want Mayor Willie, apparently.
But here's the deal. First of all, Willie lost in the primary. It's only two people, okay?
And let me
say this here, Chicago. Somebody's going to win April 7th. It's just going to be Rahm Emanuel or Chewy Garcia. And so if somebody's out there, Kathy, I don't like one, I don't like the other, well, guess what? Somebody is going to win, so you better choose the second best. You would choose who's the least worst or whatever. But at the end of the day, there will be a mayor in Chicago, and black people cannot sit on their butts and not vote.
And it doesn't seem to be a coalition, which you would think now at this point, of black and brown.
Not really. No. There'll be a lot of emotional voting. There will be a lot of emotional voting of anybody but Rahm, and I think that's going to be a horrible decision to emotionally vote.
Well, I tell you what, when it comes to if we don't vote because we didn't vote last time and people start complaining after the fact, if you don't vote, shut the hell up.
Get ready.
All right.
This should be a nice bumper sticker, too.
Kathy Cheney, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
No, I mean, I'm just, come on now.
You're right.
Coming up on the bottom of the hour.